and welcome East Tennessee Championship Wrestling fans. I'm your host, Jerry Martin, recording artist, studio owner, and most of all, an avid wrestling fan. Now, before we start the recap rundown of the October 5th Bring On the Brawl, I have a few important announcements that I need to make. First off, October 18th, the National Night Out, sponsored by the Maryville Police Department and Community Partnerships. The ETCW superstars will be on hand there, signing autographs and taking photos with their fans. It's going to be at the Theater in the Park from 6 to 8 p.m. It's kid-friendly. There's going to be a lot of activities going on. So come on out and support this community-wide event and say hello to your favorite ETCW superstars. Now, another important date to mark on your calendar is October 26th. This is Townsend Child Safety Day. The ETCW Superstars is going to be involved in a 10-man over-the-top battle royal that day. They'll be on hand to also sign autographs and take pictures with you. And this is from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. November 2nd is a very important date that you need to be there. This is the next Bring On the Brawl. It is also the return of SoCal Kevin Cruz, and he has the biggest announcement of his career, so you do not want to miss this night. Make sure you show up and get ready for the brawl. Here's who's going to be there. The ETCW heavyweight champion himself, The Enforcer. Also the undefeated Northern Ireland champion, The Russian Monster. They're going to be going up against Mad Dog Daniel Mulligan and Billy Baby Shark Marshall. Also, Mick O'Malley and Scott Savage of Purely Destructive are going back up against the Country Cousins, Hillbilly Big Joe, and Lumberjack Josh. You'll also see the Cruiserweight champion, the Pitbull Matt Raby himself, as he issues another open challenge to anyone in the locker room. On hand is the Alpha Male, Hunter Wolf, going back up against the Diabolical Mayhem. And Smiley versus Eli Green with special guest referee, the Ravishing One himself, Ravishing Rex Riley. This is going to be an action-packed Bring On the Brawl like you've never seen, and you really don't want to miss this one. So mark your calendars for Saturday, November 2nd at the Springbrook Gymnasium, the home of the ETCW, in Alcoa, Tennessee. The tickets are $10 for adults. Children 5 through 12 are $5. The doors open at 6 p.m. and the bell time is promptly at 7 p.m. sharp. So do not be late or you might miss some action. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the October 5th recap rundown, the one I like to call Breaking the Law. It marked a very exciting time for the ETCW fans, and they were electrifying that night. And we saw a lot of surprises, a debut, and some very interesting outcomes throughout the night. So let's get started. Our first match was a dark match featuring a fatal four-way featuring the Captain War Dog versus the Gravedigger versus the Dark Circus. In this particular match, we started off with Captain War Dog and the Gravedigger. Now the Gravedigger, he's a mysterious creature and one that nobody really wants to be around. Very creepy if you ask me. So during that match, it was like he was immune to pain and anything else the War Dog threw at him, showcasing his incredible power as he gave a beatdown to the seasoned veteran. Then in comes Bobo of the Dark Circus. Instead of facing off against the Gravedigger, they join forces and continue to pummel the War Dog. After he gave a few good shots along the way, we all thought that he was able to hold his own until the next member of the Dark Circus came in. Then it was a 3-on-1 match, and at that point, the wily veteran just couldn't handle it. There was nothing he could do to escape the beatdown they were all putting on him. The Gravedigger's shovel got involved as well, and he hit the War Dog several times, which caused the match to end in a disqualification. Now, on a side note, if you remember back to the last podcast, there was another debut of some kind of creepy character. And he was very sinister and ghostly, and he came out once again, and we're calling him the Reaper. Now, he was slowly walking around the ring with his hourglass in hand, chanting, "Time is running out." And then he gave this blood-curdling laugh and just walked away. That was very creepy. Very creepy indeed. So the winner by DQ was Captain Wardog. Next on the card was Hillbilly Big Joe and his cousin Bubba versus the ETCW Tag Team Champions Purely Destructive with Pappy O'Malley. This match was another great one. Now, Bubba took the place of Lumberjack Josh since he still wasn't clear to compete and was injured during the August Bring On the Brawl. So if you missed that one, you can always purchase a copy through the ETCW online store. Bubba came out with a stuffed doll of some sort, talking to it, and he was wearing a mask. Now the champs, they were on fire and totally destructive, as their name applies. The more I watch this tag team and see how well they gel and work together, the more impressed I am with them. Mick O'Malley is just a powerhouse, and Scott Savage was intense, calculating, and brutal as he started taking apart Bubba and Big Joe, focusing on the legs of the Hillbilly and knocking Bubba all around the ring. It looked like Savage was just unstoppable. It kind of takes me back to the Four Horsemen days where the Minnesota Wrecking Crew was involved. They just took apart their opponents. And that's what I see in the tag team of Purely Destructive. They are the same way, which is very enjoyable for me to see how well they work together. Bubba got in a few good shots and an eye poke to Savage, which gave the big Hillbilly the upper hand. And with that, I mean literally. It appeared that Hillbilly Big Joe was out for revenge as he used a chain to land the devastating blow to Scott Savage, leaving him dazed and laid out. Just like the Rogue Nation used chains during their past matches with the former champs, the Hillbilly got his sweet revenge. And he not only hit Savage with one blow, but two blows with a chain that knocked Savage out cold and giving Big Joe the pinfall. Of course, Pappy was heated as well as Mick and called in the Rogue Nation to beat down the former champ and his partner Bubba. The Enforcer quickly jumped on Bubba, unmasking him to find out that it was none other than Lumberjack Josh. The Russian Monster, Savage, and O'Malley went to work on Hillbilly Big Joe, beating him down until the entire locker room came out and rushed the ring. Finally, standing up to the Rogue Nation, they ran them quickly out of the ring and coming to the aid of Joe and Josh. It was something to behold, and the fans went wild. The winner, Hillbilly Big Joe and Lumberjack Josh. Now here comes the High Flyers. On the third match of the evening, it was none other than Eli Green versus Ravishing Rex Riley, with a special guest referee, Smiley. All three of these young men have wrestled each other and beat one another. They have taken chair shots from the Ravishing One and given chair shots as well. Every event, these three guys bring their A game, and it's like taking it up a level. Now, a funny thing happened as Rex was making his entrance. The wrong music was played. And in a typical Rex Riley fashion, he blew up and made our great ring announcer, Taylor Walker, who was doing double duty, cue up his new music. Rex then walked back to the locker room, waited for a little bit, and then walked right back into the arena to his new music. You just never know what Ravishing Rex Riley will do next. Kind of keeps you on your toes. Now, Eli and Rex were getting ready to lock up until Riley got the attention of Smiley toward the crowd. It looked like he was pointing at something in the crowd. And as Eli started to come up behind Riley, Rex delivered a low blow, courtesy of the leg, which stopped and dropped Green in his tracks. This gave the Ravishing One the upper hand at the start. Still, it was a heated battle with stinging chops, suplexes, and drop kicks. Several times Riley had Eli pinned, but he would kick out, showing his power and fortitude. In the style that can only be said as ravishing, Riley then delivered his patented high-flying dive over the top rope onto Eli, which resulted in an epic crash. Rex got up with his head busted open as we saw the crimson red mask painted on his face from the blood flow. Still, that didn't stop him as it looked like it had only fueled him even further. Rex landed a deadly dropkick and went for the pin. Smiley delivered a slow count and Rex didn't like it and shoved Smiley. They got into a heated talk over it as Eli came back and was setting Riley up for his finisher, but Smiley got in the way. Eli didn't even see who he had grabbed and backdropped until it was too late. Smiley got up from it and retaliated with a precision superkick that knocked Green out cold. Riley took advantage of this and covered Eli for the quick 1-2-3. Now there's a feud brewing between these three superstars, and only time will tell when this explosion is going to happen. I'm going to be there. How about you? The winner, Ravishing Rex Riley. Now up next, the sick, twisted Mayhem versus the alpha male, Hunter Wolf. This match was awesome. There was a stipulation that led up to this match. Before the show even started, the ETCW Cruiserweight Champion, Matt Raby, came out with Wolf. And they were talking to the fans until Mayhem showed up and challenged the Pit Bull for his title. Raby told Mayhem that he didn't deserve a shot because he hasn't earned it. The only way to get a shot was to beat the 6'9" giant, the alpha male, Hunter Wolf. Of course, Mayhem was livid, but he accepted the challenge. During this match, Mayhem had to rely on his cunning and his quickness to get the upper hand on the powerful alpha male. In the past, Hunter dominated Mayhem with his brute strength, so Mayhem had to dig deep into his diabolical bag of tricks and outsmart Wolf if he had to get a shot at the Cruiserweight Champion. Mayhem showed quickness and focus like never before against the powerhouse Wolf, dodging and striking Hunter at a distance until Hunter finally got his hands on him. Hunter tossed Mayhem around the ring like a rag doll, and it spilled outside of the ring. Hunter was dominating here as well until Mayhem used Wolf's strength against him by ducking from a powerful punch that landed against the ring post. Mayhem, seeing this, struck hard and fast, using this to his advantage and throwing Hunter into the ring post again and again. It took a lot out of the young giant. Mayhem then dove off the top rope outside onto Hunter, which kept the alpha male dazed. The ref was counting them both out as they barely made it back inside the ring. While the ref was checking on Wolf, Mayhem took a foreign object out of his boot and was going to use it on Hunter. The ref saw it and took it away from Mayhem. As the ref was giving it to the ring attendant, Mayhem quickly struck a low blow on Wolf, which was enough for Mayhem to roll up Hunter for the pin. Looks like Mayhem is going to get his title shot after all. The winner, Mayhem. Next up, the Cruiserweight Champion, the Rabid Pit Bull himself, Matt Raby, versus a newcomer, at least to the ETCW. His name, Frankie Swamp Tower. Both of these guys are well respected in our company and in other federations around the globe. This was the ETCW debut for Frankie, and he brought his Mid-Atlantic Championship title to be put up against Matt Raby's ETCW Cruiserweight Championship title. The winner of the match would walk away with both championships. These guys respect each other's abilities so much, and you could tell that they have studied each other's matches prior to getting ready for this special match. It was like watching a mirrored image of themselves, so fluent in their moves and styles that they both brought it to the next level. So much was at stake at this match. The champ, defending his title in honor of the ETCW. Swamp Tower, defending his title and making the ETCW debut. What a match it was. Hold for hold. Move after move, chop after chop. It was incredible to see. The crowd was electrified. It was the high-octane, fast-paced match that you have wanted to see, and they both delivered. Unfortunately, there was only one winner, and that was the fans. They got to witness this match live and in person. It went to a 20-minute time limit draw. No titles changed hands that night, but we can only hope we get to see these two superstars in action again. The winner, the fans. Time limit draw. Up next brings us to the main event. The ETCW heavyweight champion, the Enforcer, with his partner, the undefeated North Ireland champion, the Russian Monster, with the diabolical, sinister, crazy, whatever you want to call him, Pappy O'Malley, versus Mad Dog Daniel Mulligan and Billy Baby Shark Marshall. Could it get any better? It's like having four tanks that are so powerful, they destroy anything that gets in their path. The Enforcer was a force to be reckoned with, as he looked like he was on a mission, and that was to take out once and for all Marshall and Mulligan. Throughout the match, the Rogue Nation team looked great as they dominated their opponents. The Big Russian challenged Marshall sumo style, and Marshall obliged. They both got in their stances, and then they charged at each other, colliding with such force that shook the ring. Both men went down. Marshall crawled out of the ring as the powerful Russian Monster got back up and shook off the devastating blow. His Russian comrades were on hand that night as they cheered him on. The Russian army has arrived. Daniel was tagged in and began cleaning house. After a hip toss and a big splash to the Russian monster, you could tell it was taking some of the wind out of its sails until the enforcer got involved. They double-teamed Mulligan and set him up for the enforcer's big corner splash. Daniel had other plans as he broke away from the Russian's clutches just in time, and the enforcer delivered the splash to his partner instead. This rocked the powerful monster, and Daniel took advantage of it as he delivered several big blows, which finally knocked down the big Russian. Setting him up for Daniel's signature top rope splash, Daniel climbed to the top. The crowd went wild, and he took to the air, but the big Russian rolled out once again, and Mulligan crashed hard. The tag was made to the enforcer, which by now was fuming and ready to end this once and for all. Daniel was still dazed and confused from the missed splash. The enforcer delivered a big elbow to Baby Shark, which knocked him off the ring apron. Daniel was out and could have been easily pinned, but the enforcer had other plans. He got Daniel's bull rope, which was hanging on the turnbuckle, and he was getting ready to deliver a forceful strike to Mulligan, but Marshall, just in time, grabbed that rope and stopped him. The enforcer turned around to Billy, and a tug-of-war started with the rope until Daniel rolled up the enforcer and as Billy let go of the rope, and Mulligan got the pin over the ETCW heavyweight champion. Needless to say, Pappy O'Malley came unglued and was yelling at the enforcer for not pinning Daniel when he had the chance. Pappy kept screaming at the champ until the enforcer finally had enough. He shoved Pappy, and the crowd once again came alive. And then the big Russian monster stepped in between them and shoved the enforcer, protecting O'Malley. The enforcer got out of the ring and told everyone that he was still the ETCW heavyweight champion, and he stormed out. Could there be trouble brewing inside the Rogue Nation? Something to ponder. I recently saw a post on social media from Pappy, and I'll share it right here. It says, "What happened? Someone in the Rogue Nation might have a chance to get their heart right. You betrayed me when I called everyone for total destruction, and you failed to destroy your opponent. Maybe you were hit in the head too hard by Minnow Marshall. I didn't see it, as I had my eye on the other action, but I did see with my eye, you have failed. The verdict is out, as I am traveling. Till then." Folks, only time will tell the outcome of what is happening within the Rogue Nation. Could there finally be a chink in its armor? Stay tuned and come out for the next ETCW Bring On the Brawl event. That happens November 2nd at ETCW's home, the Springbrook Gymnasium in Alcoa, Tennessee. Speaking of the next Bring On the Brawl, we're going to see the return of SoCal Kevin Cruz, and he's going to be making a huge announcement that you're not going to want to miss. So come out and join us for the next Bring On the Brawl. That's Saturday, November the 2nd. Doors open at 6 p.m. Bell time is at 7 p.m. at our home base, the Springbrook Gymnasium, Alcoa, Tennessee. The tickets are $10 for the adults. Children 5 through 12 is just $5. So come on out. Enjoy a great evening of professional wrestling that's kid-friendly, family-friendly, and fun. Don't forget to come hungry because our concessions are out of this world. So make sure you mark it in your calendar, November 2nd at the Springbrook Gymnasium, Alcoa, Tennessee. Bell time, 7 p.m. We want to quickly thank our sponsors for this podcast and making it possible, Sound Chamber Studios and Entertainment, created for artists by artists. Check out all of their recording packages, as well as their web design services, just like the ETCW brand new website. They also offer vocal coaching, so you can check that out at scsevocalacademy.com. They provide services for all of your music needs, so check them out today and tell them ETCW sent you. You can check them out at www.soundchamberstudios.com. So this wraps up another edition of the East Tennessee Championship Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Jerry Martin, and I will see you at the next Bring On the Brawl.